one of those jingles that gets in your head.
And sticks there, too.
Happy National Flag Day, everybody. Really not a holiday that gets as much run as some would like.
Right.
Not a big fan of Big Bang Theory, are you?
Not really.
Sheldon Cooper. Fun with Flags.
Oh.
No, okay. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh.
But maybe you do this. Before I mention something, we're going to get to the NBA minute. But I have stumbled upon a television show. Since you are a twin,
yeah.
I am not. I got questions. But how about this? Before some COVID issues, Creighton was going to go up and play in the Pentagon in Sioux Falls, the Sanford Pentagon. But they opted out of that early season tournament. Mike Miller, the pride of Mitchell, South Dakota, NBA champion.
Oh.
Whose son is a member, Mason, of the Creighton basketball program. He is part of the Fab Five, the newbies. Mm-hmm. And then his brother, Ryan, is an assistant at Creighton. Well, Mike Miller in Sioux Falls is opening up a sports bar.
Oh.
You go to Mitchell, South Dakota. I mean, Mike, talk about having a presence that lingers. Mike Miller's presence in Mitchell, South Dakota lingers. Now, his name will be attached to a sports bar in Sioux Falls. I just gave you his connection to Creighton. Would you like to guess what the name of the new Mike Miller sports bar is going to be in Sioux Falls?
What is
it? Let It Fly.
Oh!
It has no connection to Creighton, but his name of his sports bar is Let It Fly.
Okay.
It's not open yet. It looks like a really good sports bar. They say, you know, he'll show up and make appearances and things like that. But his name is on it, and it is called Let It Fly. So before Mason Miller ends his career at Creighton, would not surprise me if Creighton plays one of those special games at the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
Omaha's played there. Nebraska's played there. It's really a unique venue, and being 3 hours away, the Miller connection. Next couple years, it wouldn't surprise me if Creighton played one of those one-off games, not a tournament, but there's probably 4 or 5 times in the month of November and December that they will host a Division I college game.
Right.
One team has got a kind of a local connection somewhere in the general area, and then they'll bring somebody in from the outside. You know, Gonzaga and Iowa played up there, I think a week before Christmas this past year. Nebraska played up there against Oklahoma State. Omaha played a Summit League game against South Dakota. The Summit League tournament was played in there this past season. Would not surprise me if Creighton went up there. That would be a popular ticket. I don't think they'd have a problem selling out the 3,200 if they got Creighton to play in one of those special games in the Pentagon. And then after the game, everybody could go to Mike Miller's sports bar to Let It Fly.
There it is.
Now I got questions. This is the deep dive portion of a sports talk show that all sports talk shows, when they stumble upon this, should be talking about. I did a lot of channel surfing. It would be easy to like to bring up the guide on your television and just search that way, but I'm kind of old school. I like to push the buttons.
Oh. Okay.
And it's actually kind of how I, because there was at the time not a lot of other appealing things to me that was on, that I stopped on soccer and saw the whole Christian Eriksen thing on Saturday. But I have stumbled upon TLC. I probably give off the impression that I am not a longtime TLC viewer.
Not you.
No. But there is a show on TLC, George. I got questions. You're going to have some answers because you're a twin. It is called Extreme Sisters. Now, they have had different versions on TLC of Extreme Sisters.
Extreme Sisters?
Yes. Okay. Like, they have identical twins. You're not an identical twin.
No.
But what they have going on now is two twin sisters that got married to twin brothers. Have you and your sister had a pact like...
No.
Okay.
No.
You're here. You got questions. I don't know any twins. I mean, I know twins, but they play in Minnesota.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so on this show,
what?
It's a real show. I thought it might be like scripted. So you see what the current episode that I'm talking about. Uh-huh. So they got twin sisters, so they married twin brothers. Now they all live together. There's also an episode where, not these sisters, but there are twin sisters. One of them's married, but all three sleep in the same bed.
What?
Oh, it must be a twin thing.
What?
But these twin sisters married twin brothers. The twins dress alike, both the husbands and the wives. Do you... How long did you go dressing exactly the same as your twin?
Ooh, it was...
Because I've met your twin before, uh-huh. And you guys don't dress anything like anymore.
It was probably, I want to say, third, fourth grade when we stopped.
But was it you made it an effort every day to dress alike, or was it just...
My mom thought it was cute.
Okay. To trust your mom.
And we didn't do it again until high school. And then we're like, okay, we could kind of like play the twin thing off once a year because they would have twin day and that kind of stuff. So we do it once a year in high school. It's been a minute since we've done it, though.
Well, these twin sisters who married twin brothers and they all wear the same matching outfits every day.
Gary, I can't.
This is probably why I didn't become a twin. I couldn't do that.
Like, because you...
You're right. I probably didn't have a lot of say in it. Actually, maybe there were twins, and I was just the stronger, and I said, no, this one's all about me.
Yeah, Gary won the fight.
So they both had babies, and they view each other's babies as their own. So much that they have spent time breastfeeding each other's babies. They are right now trying to determine... what the kids are going to call the twin mothers and husbands.
Aunt and uncle. Aunt and uncle.
No, daddy or dunkle.
Dunkle?
Mom or aunt mom.
Dunkle? I can't. I can't with this. I can't.
So the episode I watched, one of the twin couples, they went on a solo dinner date because they do everything together.
I can't.
And they had to like stop it because it was awkward. They didn't know how to, they felt insecure.
Gary, this is too much. Dunkle. I can't.
Well, there's twins from Australia that share a boyfriend and want to start a family.
Oh my God.
Then there's sisters that are inseparable. They go and do everything together.
Who signed off on this show?
Oh, who doesn't want to watch this show now?
Oh, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I can't. Oh, my God.
How can you don't want to watch this show?
No. As a twin, I'm done. I'm done with this. I can't. No. No, that's so bad. A dunkle. Why?
Well, if you think your family's dysfunctional, this airs on Sunday nights, TLC's Extreme Sisters.
So the Kardashians go off and you get this. This is great.
I'm more interested in this than the Kardashians.
Right. I
mean, it wasn't Khloe and Kim, you know.
Kim's dealing with a divorce.
You know.
Yeah.
Hey, before you start the NBA minute, we tease this. Becky Hammon is 44 years old. She may become the first female to be the head coach of an NBA team. She has interviews lined up in Portland or in Orlando. Mm-hmm. Once you go down this path, and she is more than qualified.
More, yeah.
You need an owner that is okay in signing off on this. I don't think that she would have any problem whatsoever with fellow coaches or players. Because look, she has worked under Greg Popovich for 7 years. Mm-hmm. And she actually was the head coach of a game this year. So because of her background as a player and as a assistant coach in the NBA,
yeah,
she's got respect.
Oh yeah.
Nobody's trying to like, oh, hey, it's the substitute teacher. I don't think anybody in the Spurs organization looks at her as a female.
Right.
They see her as Becky Hammon. She's a coach. She's a coach that has a lot of responsibility. I think if you go down this path, you can't. You. It's got to be real. Now you may come across somebody that you like their credentials better, and they interviewed better, and you were more comfortable with what you needed. But I don't. And I don't get the impression this is like, okay, you know what, it's her turn. She's a female. Eventually, someday, there's going to be a female coaching an NBA team. Let's get her an interview. Mm-hmm. I get the impression that this is real.
I think so, too.
That if she hits everything that the owners in Portland, Orlando want, that she has a legitimate shot to be the head coach of an NBA team.
Mm-hmm. A legit shot, yep.
Did you think that we would see a female head coach of an NBA team before a female head coach of a men's college basketball team, a Division I men's college basketball team?
No.
Because you would have thought, well, it'd be a little bit more tough with professional guys.
Yeah.
I think you're in the pros. Your background, what you do, who gives you responsibility, mm-hmm. I think goes a long way.
I think so, too.
It's your turn. It's her turn. She's 44. Now, Dawn Staley's name is being brought up as well.
Oh, and I love me some Dawn Staley. She's proven that she can coach South Carolina, and she's also another respected name amongst just basketball. Not even guys or girls, just basketball.
As a player, Olympic stuff, everything.
Yep.
That she would take over. Kara Lawson is being mentioned for the Celtics job.
Yep.
She was already in that organization before she took the Duke job, and she hasn't been at Duke very long. I mean, they shut down their season early because of COVID. I think Becky Hammon in Portland, Orlando, that's real.
You know, it,
but you would, if you're a trailblazer, so to speak, you'd want to go to a place which gives you a better opportunity to get off on the right foot.
Agreed.
And that would be actually the place that is called the Trailblazers.
Yeah.
In Portland. All right, time for the NBA Minute. Two games tonight, two yesterday. One series is done.
Yeah, we finally got somebody in the conference finals, and that is the Phoenix Suns. I know Suns fans all around are just absolutely rejoicing in the fact that Chris Paul and Jay Crowder came to their team. Big, huge night for them. They sweep the Denver Nuggets, and they're chilling and waiting for the winner of the Jazz and the Clippers. But let's talk about the Mavs. Mavs are always in the conversation since they got knocked out. The Mavs... A little report came out that they were worried that Luka might leave because of his relationship with the front office members. Mark Cuban has came out and said that is absolute BS. So I believe Mark Cuban, what's going on there. But speaking of the Mavs, if Kristaps Porzingis is available, look out for Charlotte to be really aggressive over there. yeah. The Bucks and the Nets. I'm not going to lie. This series is so boring to watch for me. It might be the injuries. It might be just that the Bucks' offense absolutely sucks. But can you imagine, like just sitting up there watching the Nets and the Bucks game, and then all of a sudden you get the Nuggets and the Suns, and the Suns running offense, and you get to see Jokic just making nice plays and people cutting. It is night and day in regards to the two series. But injuries definitely going to come back to bite the Nets in the butt. Kyrie Irving probably not going to be ready to play tomorrow.
Oh, no. He was in a walking boot and crutches, they said, leaving the arena.
Yeah, and James Harden is progressing, but not there yet. So he also might miss game.
It changes the dynamic of that series. It gives Milwaukee, they can't waste this opportunity because this series has been reset at two games apiece.
Yeah.
Just shows you how fragile it can be during a title run to stay healthy. Look at the postseason. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been as enjoyable because – significant name guys are out of the lineup.
Yeah.
But Kevin Durant, with no other playmakers, you know what he needs for games 5 and 6? He needs a P.J. Tucker. P.J. Tucker has yeah. become the most effective player in this series, in short, in games 3 and 4.
Yeah.
He has riled up Brooklyn. He bullies his fellow Texas Longhorn, Kevin Durant. He's become a menace, so that throws Durant off. Tucker's also come to life at both ends of the floor, and now Kevin Durant, with probably going solo, no KD or no Kyrie and no Harden for game 5. What's going to happen? He faces a burden that he's always avoided in his career. Kevin Durant has never been the solo guy. Look in Oklahoma City. Look in Golden State. Look in Brooklyn. And now tomorrow night, he is the solo guy. He needs a P.J. Tucker. He needs like a Joe Harris to have an unbelievable game. But the series might have flipped due to an injury. I'm with you on the offense. They've got to make a decision in the offseason of what offense to run in Milwaukee that helps Giannis's skill set. Because you know what? Right now, the offense that fits his skill set is they get out and run. Just run a fast break and let him get out on the open floor.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. I think, man, that I went from Brooklyn and the Suns are going to play now, thinking, wow, is Philadelphia just hanging around in that other series, trying to go up 3-1 tonight? Are they going to be the team out of the East?
They might be.
Now, the other one that came to an end last night, short work by Phoenix, smart thing to do. Phoenix is real. No more questions about that. Chris Paul has changed the narrative. I mean, look at the guy shooting mid-range jumpers. He's dominating. He had an 8-1 assist to turnover margin in that series. Devin Booker is changing the narrative of a guy that just had great stats on a bad team. Mm-hmm. Monty Williams, who is a fantastic story of perseverance, off the floor, on the floor professionally. Chris Paul may have found the ideal coach for him. Seems like they have a great relationship that goes much further than just basketball for point guard. But, you know, CP3 is 36, and he put up 37 last night. The best team in that series won. I think Michael Malone killed his team when he said they quit. I don't think they were ever the same. They've got a lot of questions in the offseason. I think they have to figure out, and they'll get Jamal Murray back, which will help. They got to figure out how to play.
They do.
They got to figure out what to do with the talent they have assembled and how to get the best out of them. Because the MVP has some questions, and it wasn't like he was MVP-esque for 4 games, but there's no way that he deserved to be thrown out of the game last night. I think it looked worse on TV than probably in person.
It did.
Because on TV, it looks, you know, he looks like he's winding up.
Mm-hmm.
It was a dumb foul. It was a dumb foul. It was a frustration foul of the series is coming to an end. Looked like a flagrant one. He apologized to Payne.
Mm-hmm.
But the NBA is soft. You're going to throw the MVP out for that. Would you have thrown previous MVPs out for doing the same thing?
Absolutely not.
No. The NBA is soft. He should not have been tossed last night. Mm-hmm. He was dumb. It looked worse on TV. But he didn't deserve to get tossed.
I don't know.
It's that. Come on, NBA, be better.
You got to know.
LeBron ain't getting thrown out for that. Right. I mean, hell, LeBron. Payne might have been called for the foul. LeBron does that, and they're like, "Oh, that's a foul on Cameron Payne. He induced LeBron."
You're not wrong, man.
That's
frustrating.
Denver's got some questions to answer in the offseason, because I think they got the MVP. They got Murray that'll be back. Michael Porter Jr. is coming on. They got to get healthy. I don't, you know, Will Barton wasn't, you know, he didn't have enough time to get back to full strength. But even with that said, they ran into a buzzsaw. Phoenix was the better team, and Phoenix was the better team by far in 4 games.
Yep.
All right, two games tonight we'll discuss. Plus, Vegas opens up in the semifinals against Montreal. Hell of a performance, by the way, by the Islanders yesterday. In a one-goal game, has there ever been a more dominating performance in a one-goal game than there was between the Isles and the Lightning? We'll do all of that tomorrow. Plus, we will have a discussion tomorrow of Nebraska's newest commitment. Busy day. Luke McCaffrey's going to Rice. Tyreek Johnson talks about why he chose Nebraska. And Nebraska, not a surprise, San Antonio quarterback Richard Torres has said yes to Nebraska. So Nebraska has their quarterback for the class of 2022. We'll discuss the ramifications tomorrow. Don't forget, we'll also talk about a weekend of recruiting for basketball. Jason Green, the Millard North senior-to-be, he had his official visit. We'll discuss that when Robin Washut joins us. And we'll have the full field of eight for the College World Series. Will it be a newbie in Dallas Baptist? Will it be a familiar face and a national champion in Virginia? Will it be the dudes from Stark Vegas? Or will the gold helmets be coming in Notre Dame? We'll have the field of eight for the College World Series tomorrow when we rejoin you at 10. For George, I'm Gary. Thanks to Matt Verzal, Mike Schaefer. All of the segments are up on the radio replay page for your perusal. USC is coming up next on 1620 The Zone.